Sycamore School District Administrator Chris Wempster is staring at a computer screen that contains examples of an online exam. It's called the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers, or PARC. Wempster then starts reading the question she clicked on.
Today you will read two stories about characters who save family members. As you read these stories, you will answer questions and think about the characters. At the end of the task, you will be asked to write an essay using the information from the stories.
In the first part of the question, the student has to match the phrase that best describes the meaning of the word master. But that's not all.
Then for part B of that question, it would say which detail from the story best supports the answer to part A. So not only then in the first part do they have to decide what's the best meaning of master, in part B they have to say which sentence gave them the clue, the context clue of what the word master meant.
Wempster says in a nutshell that's how Common Core works. Wempster heads the district's curriculum department. She and school administrators across the state are now hoping all the planning and work they've done for Common Core pays off when students take the PARC next spring. This much more rigorous test replaces the ISAT and Prairie State exams and eventually the ACT.
Our philosophy and what I tell teachers is that we need to focus on instruction and doing good work for kids. And if we do that and we do that well, we will do fine in any test that they send us.
Preparing for a new exam isn't the only thing on the minds of administrators. They're also starting to get ready to add other subjects to the Common Core list. For example, new science standards will join math and English language arts in the fall of 2016. Ashley Van Thiel is the Director of Talent Development for the Rockford Public School District. She says now that teachers and students are becoming a little more comfortable with Common Core, they need to make sure parents truly understand how these new standards work.
Is there a parent outside there that, you know, maybe not know and maybe he's heard it for the first time and needs a better understanding of it? Absolutely.
Van Thiel says that means holding district-wide workshops on getting parents caught up to speed. Illinois Board of Education spokeswoman Mary Fergus says at the state level, they know school districts are in a constant cycle of analyzing and updating.
When our folks are out in the field talking to educators, they hear that, you know, the number one need is for time. There's a need for time to really look at these standards and to digest them, to then put them into practice.
And when it comes to the PARC exam, some districts have requested that the test be delayed or eliminated for certain grade levels. Some administrators also say because the Common Core wave is unfolding rather quickly, it's been a scramble to find adequate instructional materials. Despite all the challenges, Fergus says their feedback suggests that most teachers are in a good position to apply these new standards in the classroom. She points to a survey that was conducted last year.
We found that nearly 85% of teachers in Illinois feel prepared to implement the new standards.
And unless changes are made, educators will soon find out just how much progress they've made when testing comes on board next year. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.